Okay, Rex begonia is a very beautiful house plant and rich of color. It's native to humid tropical and wetland of India. In 1856, the first begonia arrived in England, and the Belgian horticulturist started the breeding of the this begonia. Now over 2,000 different varieties, but most valuable ones now is around 200 different varieties high value in the market. Rex begonia do bloom, they have flowers, but their value is not their flower, the value is for the from their rich foliage. And propagation method in Rex begonia include the some varieties can propagate through seeds, some from the rhizomes. Normally people use the leaf cuttings, and also we can use tissue culture. For the tissue culture, we focus on to establish the regeneration system, and in the future we can use the regeneration system to in vitro breeding, mutation breeding. So we use three different varieties. We select it. So the process is a standard plant tissue culture process. We will first get the leaf material from greenhouse or from field, and then wash it in the tap water. After tap water wash, we will move to the growth the clean hood, then sterilize with 75% of ethanol, and then sterilize with 25% of the Clorox in different time, because the Rex begonia, the leaf structure is a different variety, different depend on the leaf structure, different varieties may need different length of time for sterilization. And then we wash with sterilized water to wash the left Clorox, then dry, deep dry, it's not totally dry, deep dry the water with a filter paper or paper towel, sterilize the filter paper or paper towel, and then transfer to different medium to induce the regeneration. The growth regulator and medium we use the basic MS medium, and the growth regulators we use TDZ, we use BA, we use IBA, and we use NA, some of the combination. This is the start of the regeneration. Some leaf blade, it die. But begonia is a little special. Even the leaf is a yellowish brown, they still can regenerate some shoots. Sometimes we think, okay, this leaf may already die, but later they will regenerate some new shoots. This is the start one. This is the first picture I got from the regeneration. Then we try to improve the protocol, improve the medium, and then we get good regeneration. For the regeneration type, normally plant tissue culture regeneration have three pathways. One is the organogenesis, one is the advantageous shoot, one is the somatic embryogenesis. In Rex begonia, we observe the different regeneration ways, the pathways. This one is like the typical somatic embryogenesis way. So we can see the new shoot generate from early stage of ball-like, heart-like, cotyledon, and then to a mature stage. That's a typical somatic embryo development stage you can find in Rex begonia. And also this is the organogenesis. We just picked one leaf and then just put it in the suitable medium. The shoot will regenerate from the cotyledon, from the stem, leaf stem. Okay, this is the we can regenerate from leaf, we can regenerate from the leaf stem, petiole part. This is a callus regeneration. We isolate the callus from the former culture and then transfer to the different regeneration medium. We regenerate a lot of shoots from callus. Normally, callus regeneration, we say callus regeneration is through the organogenesis. This is one dish. We can regenerate shoots, one dish spread to expand to 7 dishes. This is the different stage of the regeneration. Very small leaf, the regenerate. This leaf, because for regeneration, we can get material from the in vitro plants and then regeneration cycle. Yeah. This is a different varieties of regeneration grows in the same medium. Different varieties that use it, different colors in vitro condition. Yeah. Rooting is not difficult for the Rex begonia. We use the charcoal medium, no growth regulator medium, no growth regulator added, and the shoots can easily rooting. Transfer the early plants to the plugs. This is the pot plant, another variety. This one, these are three material we use. So from Rex begonia tissue culture, we find the different variety respond differently in same medium. That's what that means. For different variety, we may use different protocols, develop different mediums to induce regeneration. So normally people use cuttings for propagation. Why we use tissue culture? Tissue culture, we want to establish a mutation breeding system through in vitro culture. And also in the future, some of the Rex begonia problems, just like the I found that Rex begonia, some of the varieties are very sensitive to high density light, okay, and high temperature. These three varieties we tested in the greenhouse, only one variety can survive through the summertime. Others all die. Yeah. So in the future, we may use this system to transform the genetic transformation of the heat tolerant, high light intensity genes to the material to increase the plant tolerance. And also we can use it in propagation for the very specific one. Some of the varieties cutting propagation is not very efficient. That's what we have a choice to use micropropagation method to propagate this specific species. Yes, this is all student and technician in my lab. We go work. This is a three plant. The middle one grows very good. And the right one is the most heat and high intensity light tolerant. This one is a red one, is very sensitive. There's three varieties that exhibit different growth characteristics and the environmental condition. So we will continue to work on this. Any questions? That's it. Thank you. Yeah. I want to, because we formerly we work on the floriculture, I want to talk, exchange some ideas with the floriculture society, the community. Dr. Mina, I heard you work on the bulb plant for a long time. I work on the lily for 5 years. Yeah, I read a lot of your papers about the bulb treatment flower induction in the lily. And also I want to see there's another choice in floriculture, tissue culture. We can do some work through, in floriculture we can do propagation, we can do breeding through the tissue culture. This is our another way to create new things and cooperate. Yeah, thank you. That's all, yeah. Mm-hmm.